The health services in the Western Trust will suggest that there is a requirement to look at different models of care. I think people can accept that. However, none of the alternative models have actually been examined or tested. What we need to do is, first of all, is address the need that exists. And there is no doubt that there is a need in the Western Trust area. And there is no doubt that for many, many of these families, if not all of these families that I've spoke to, the facilities like the cottages are literally a lifeline, are literally a rock of support for the family in terms of that level of respite care. There is a review ongoing. I have been working hard to ensure that parents are involved in that review. And I think what we need to do is make sure that we don't negate from the current provision. And if anything, we can manage to enhance the current provision. And, you know, if we are looking at alternative models of care, then we need to ensure that they are the right fit and that they meet the need that is required from families across the Western Trust area. Some of the proposals about relocation, an example for Roma, you know, doesn't suit a whole lot of families. There's transport issues, there's all sorts of issues involved in this. So, you know, it's not just a case, it can't be just a paper exercise is the point that I'm making. There's currently 14 beds, respite beds available in the Western Trust area. You know, if anything, in terms of the need that exists here, we need to see that supported and enhanced, not removed.
And it's often pointed out that if it were not for the care given by families and the responsibility taken by families, the state would have a huge burden of responsibility and huge extra costs. And very often it's the availability of some respite is what allows families keep going.
Yes, absolutely. And there's no doubt that the role of carers in our community in all walks of life is very much undervalued. And yes, you're right to point out that the benefit in terms of even monetary value that this saves the system is huge. It's very, very significant. And I think that there is a need to examine as we look at, you know, these times of Tory cuts and times of austerity where more and more people will be forced into roles of carers and all the responsibility and burden that brings. We need to move to a society that actually respects and I think protects the rights of carers as well. And I think also, you know, looks at how we can access care. Care is increasingly becoming difficult for people to access in terms of criteria. So it is about moving the whole role of carers further up the political agenda.